At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers with Jared. I forget what Dean said he was going to call this podcast. I don't know. Suckers Daddy? I don't really know. Probably words that shouldn't be in the same sentence. Once again, my name is Jared. That's me. It's me, myself, and I. I hope you guys are doing well. It's interesting working in the restaurant industry. If anybody out there is listening right now and works in the hospitality, you know that like weekends are just not a thing. And honestly, it boils my blood when somebody who works in a restaurant posts like, oh, thank God it's Friday. And they only post it because they want to be basic. When in actuality, they're like working Friday night, working Saturday. If they're lucky, they have Sundays off. We all know if we work in restaurants, how that works. You know, you got to work your way up to get Sundays off. The biggest Patriots fan, the biggest Tom Brady fan you'll ever meet in your entire life, had to watch the first half of Super Bowl 49, which was the Seattle Seahawks versus the New England Patriots, at the Providence Oyster Bar because I was working and nobody would work it for me because I work Sundays because I'm a team player. And at the end of the day, like I prioritize work over my own personal enjoyment. I hate working Sundays, but whatever, you got to do what you got to do. But it was the Super Bowl. And the other manager who I asked to cover for me, who didn't like football, didn't watch football, was like, oh, we're already like going to this Super Bowl party. And I said I'd go and we have plans, so I can't cover it for you. I'm sorry. Oh, I could have killed him. Could have ran him over. God, I was so mad. So anyway, my dad was very nice. He was recording the game. So I said, Dad, listen, we close at 9. I'm going to make sure I'm out of there by 9:01. The game starts at 6:30. As soon as halftime comes up, you pause that game. So I have to watch the first half at the Oyster Bar, which of course I had the TVs on blasting. And anybody who complained can go to hell. It's the Super Bowl. He paused the game. So I ran right to my parents because it was only about 20 minutes there, closer to there than my house. And, I didn't miss anything because he paused during halftime, got there, started the game, fast forward the commercials. And then of course we caught up like late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. And then I watched one of the greatest moments of my life happen, which is when Malcolm Butler intercepted the ball at the 1 yard line. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but I had to just put that in there. Also big news. It's a boy. We announced the gender of our newest addition to the family coming in July. Ashley's due date is July 29th, and it is another boy. And I'm nervous. Yeah, man, like, ugh. It's great. Like, of course, the most important thing, obviously, is the health of the baby. As long as we have a healthy child, that's honestly all I care about. Everything else, like if I'm complaining or talking, it truly doesn't matter. It's just me spewing words. And even though I feel that way, I know it's not important. So I hope that comes across. But, you know, it's a podcast, so I got to talk. I can't be like, you know, hey, as long as everything's, you know, healthy, it's all I care about. And it's like, of course, that's what I care about. But like, you know, let's talk about a little bit more here. And one of the things I want to talk about more is how I wanted a girl. Because I just see my friends and, you know, I see the difference between boys and girls. Where boys are obviously just so close to their mother. Well, you got daddy's little girl, but I guess, oh, mama's boy. So obviously Dawson is very much a mama's boy, which makes sense. You know, a lot of my friends who have boys, they're mama's boys. A lot of my friends who have girls, they are daddy's little girl. So the girl is so attached to the father. And also, let's be honest, we're just going to keep it real. From my experience, girls are much easier at a younger age than boys are. Now, granted, I have no idea what the future looks like. I could easily see girls being much more difficult in the future than boys, because boys probably just go with the program where a girl is like asking questions and you're like, listen, we're doing this because I said so. Where a boy just be like, yeah, sure, whatever, cool, let's go. When did we get ice cream? But yeah, it's just Dawson was hard. I love Dawson so much. He's the best. And he has such a beautiful personality and he brings so much happiness to this world, to me, to Ashley, to our family. I love him so much. I wouldn't change anything. I really wouldn't. But it was hard. You know, he doesn't stop. He hasn't stopped. He's better now. He's so much better now. I can really kind of talk to him a little bit. And I think he's understanding when he can or cannot do certain things. He's learning. He's learning. He's 2 years old, you know? But man, he was just such a fussy baby. Such a fussy baby. Did not stop crying. And I'm nervous number two is going to be like that. Because if we have another really fussy kid like we had with Dawson, who isn't sleeping that much through the first year, 18 months, and also just cries a lot. Plus Dawson, you know, plus we'll have a toddler in the house. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's what I was nervous about. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, we want a family of four, want Dawson to have a sibling, and it will be all fine. It's going to be all fine. You know, it's just one of those things that we just got to get through. I think Ashley and I really need to, like, focus in, you know? I think that's a big part of it as well, is that, you know, we just really need to... It's hard because I try to talk to Ashley about these things where it's like we need to really kind of check in and like, of course, checking on each other. But what I mean is like schedule things out and like have things planned. And, you know, our weeks, our months, they are planned, you know, because we have to keep our sanity. I want to keep my sanity. I work all the time at Audrey's. You know, I come home. I know Ashley's tired. I'm tired, too. It's just hard. And every parent goes through the exact same thing. So I'm not telling you anything new. But I think for me, what I would like to try, and I try to talk to Ashley about it, and she has a more difficult time doing this than I, is really just trying to say, okay, like Monday, we're going to do, like we have this and this and that. I know it's like hypothetically in my dream world, say we had a night nurse, be like, okay, let's plan. Let's get a night nurse on, you know, 2 days of the week. So like 2 days of the week, we get full night's rest, you know? So it's like, okay, Monday night, we get the night nurse and then Friday night, I don't really know. But, and then it's like, okay, then we have, you know, Dawson being taken care of by the nanny on these 3 days. And then, you know, the new kid, you know, we'll try it like, you know, I'll try to get my parents to be like, I need you at least once a week. You know, what's sucks that her parents are so involved, but they're down in Virginia. My parents are great. I love them so much, but they're just not nearly as involved. It's just a fact. And it sucks because they only live like 25 minutes away, half hour away. But I mean, full transparency, they just don't help out that much. And her parents are so hands-on, specifically her mom and her sister. They're just so helpful. So I understand why Ashley wants to move to Virginia, but, you know, that's a conversation for a different day. There's a regular that comes into Audrey's. She's the sweetest. So she's in her 50s, maybe early 60s, but she's a new grandparent. And her daughter comes in and her grandson comes in as well. And she comes in on Saturday mornings with her grandson because she takes the grandson every Friday night. So every Friday night, the parents have a night off where they can sleep or they could just watch whatever they want to watch. And the grandparents take the kid for one night of the week, Friday night, and then Saturday morning. That must be just the best. It's not like I don't love my kids. I love spending so much time with my kids. But like, it's so stupid that I feel guilty about saying, yes, I would like some alone time. I mean, for all of our lives, it's like, as a parent, as I get older, I just respect my parents even more. But like the idea that we are raised and we for 30, how old am I? 35? For 32 years of my life, I didn't have kids. For 32 and a half years of my life, the majority of my time, my effort was put towards me, selfishly, obviously. But that's just what we do. That's what humans do. And so the idea that now I have a kid and I devote so much of my effort and time to my child, which is what I want to do. But also, you know what I want to do? Is I want to donate a minuscule amount of time just for me to play sports or to work out or to just like go hang out with my friends. And I'm not asking for much. Like, honestly, if I got to like get together with my friends and play sports twice a month, I would be ecstatic. During the summer, I play softball on Sundays, which is just the absolute best. But it's tough. Ashley's very supportive. I'm not trying to like diss Ashley. She's the best, but she's come around on softball. It's crazy that Ashley's already halfway through the pregnancy. July's going to be here before we know it. It's March. You want to know something amazing I was thinking about yesterday? Because the sun was going down and it was 5:40 and it was still light out. And I was like, guess what, Jared, talking to myself. In a week and a half, it's going to be 6:40 and it's still going to be light out because we changed the clocks. March 10th, I cannot wait. Oh, I can't wait till we change the clocks. It's just so much. Life is better when the sun goes down later. Okay? I don't understand why we keep doing this to ourselves. We need to, for all the restaurant people out there, we need an 86 daylight savings time. Okay? I don't think it's affecting anything anymore. I was trying to look it up. I know people say it's for farming. I think it might still be, but it's also for like other things. I think I should really look this up before I start recording. But I don't think it affects anything anymore. Okay? Technology has gotten to a point where we do not need daylight savings time. Let's just keep the sun out later in the day because it makes everybody happier. And you know what? Sometimes we just need to do something as a society to make us happier. And that's okay. There is nothing wrong with passing a law because it makes people happy. Now, we shouldn't do that all the time, obviously. But every once in a while, I'd say two things come to mind. One, make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday. I think I've talked about it on this podcast before. Make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday. Why? Because it will make people happy. And that's a good thing. And secondly, make a law abolishing daylight savings time. You want to know why? Because it will just make people happier. Okay. I think we all understand that we are living in very angry and divisive times. So let's do something that we could all rally around and all just put a smile on our face Be like, you know what, guys? This is for you. This is for everyone out there. Bye-bye daylight savings time. Sun's going down at 7 year-round. Love it. If I was running for president, I would run on that campaign. And you know what? I'd probably win. Obviously, we'll talk about taxes and the economy and foreign affairs and the border. But you know what, guys? You know what number one on my docket is? Getting rid of daylight savings time. Boom. President, put me in 2024. Who my vice president would be? It would be Haybon and Ben. Ben Higgins is very presidential. I could see that. I'll be Ben's VP. You think he'd pick me? Higgins and Haybon? H&H. It's got a good ring to it. He would definitely be the president. I'd be his VP. I think Caitlin could be president just by popularity. She'd be a fascinating president.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Ashley's birthday is coming up, March 6th. Make sure you wish her a happy birthday. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Try to get a babysitter. Maybe go out to dinner. Maybe I'll just get her. Like, I try to get her things to do for herself. You know, get her a massage, but she's always like, I want you to come. And I'm like, that's so sweet, but like, I don't want to do it. Like, I want you to enjoy, you know, every time for a Christmas or birthday, I get things for her and her sister to do because she always wants to do things with her sister. But then she'll get annoyed because she's like, I want to do things with you. And I'm like, we do so much together. It's so weird being married when you really think about it. This whole term of quality time, quality time, quality time. Oh, there's just so much time. I understand quality time. I get it. I get it. You need quality time. We need quality time. But we spend so much time together, you know? Anywho, just grinding. I'm grinding. Podcast. I got Audrey's. We had Caitlin there this past week. It was fun. She killed it. God, she was the best. She is the best. Greatest bachelorette of all time. Am I biased? Yes. But it doesn't mean I'm wrong. She was awesome. She killed it. It was fun. So that was cool. And then, you know, just going to continue juggling. I should call myself the juggler. I like that. Maybe I don't like that. Anyway, make sure you guys are obviously listening to the main podcast, Suckers, with Dean, myself, and Kaylin. Thank you so much for all the well wishes, too, when we announced the gender. Really do appreciate it. And we really are excited. It'll be fun. Two boys. I mean, we're just building either a basketball team or a boy band. Maybe both. We'll find out. But it'll be fun. I'm very excited for when they're a little bit older, like 5, 6, somewhere around that age, where Dawson has games. And it's like, all right, well, Dawson has a game over here at 8 o'clock. And then the other one has it. I'm only calling the other one, because we truly don't have a name yet. And then the other one has a game at 9 o'clock. And then I got to bounce back to make sure I pick up Dawson and then go to this game. But I want to watch them both. But I'm coaching, because I obviously will be coaching my kids a little league. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Very excited for those days. But until then, keep listening to the podcast. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it once again. Love you guys. Make sure you tune in next week, where hopefully we suck just a little bit less.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.